So, welcome to a Green New Deal for Sheffield, a one-day conference that's been a lot of time in the making. So, welcome. A very exciting day lies ahead. I'd just like to, first of all, hand over to Jenny Patient and Heather Hunt from the Sheffield Campaign Against Climate Change.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome you here on behalf of Sheffield Campaign Against Climate Change, and say a few words about why we've organised this conference on Green New Deal in Sheffield. Our campaign, SCAC, was formed in 2005 to raise awareness and campaign and lobby about dangerous climate change and how we can take action locally, nationally and internationally. And as well as organising for big demonstrations on the Global Day of Action and lobbying MPs nationally, we've taken on a campaigning role in Sheffield. About what Sheffield can do. We've pushed for targets on greenhouse gas emissions, and we've emphasised the importance, not just the local emissions, but our footprint of our consumption, and the policy changes that are needed to enable us to live a sustainable life. We've taken petitions to the City Council, which have led to discussions with the City Council and Sheffield First. And we've talked not only about transport and the need for action on transport, insulation, food, waste management, more and more about the economic plans for the city and whether they do or don't add up with our carbon reduction commitments. So we were very delighted last summer to read the Green New Deal report and think, hey, we could look at how we can respond to this agenda in Sheffield. And through the autumn, this became really more and more relevant as we saw the financial meltdown leading to really a disaster for jobs and communities, potential disaster. And in Sheffield Campaign Against Climate Change, we're really aware that however bad it looks when you see economic system breakdown, you have to bear in mind that climate system breakdown would be even more of a disaster. So we see only one credible response, which is to drastically reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, reduce our impacts on the biosphere, and reduce our reliance on fossil fuels. And the beauty of that response is that if we build resilience in our local communities, localise our economy, and focus on well-being instead of monetary wealth, it can actually offer us a happier and more just world. One as well as one that's safer from climate threats and resource risks. So today we're inviting you to help us start to do the work of getting that from that vision, really, to practical recommendations for action. It brings back memories for us. 2 years ago, Sheffield Campaign Against Climate Change held the Live the Call Life conference here at St Mary's, and the good news since that is that there's been a new law passed, the Sustainable Communities Act, which actually enables local communities to pass ideas up to government via their local authorities about what's needed to make our communities sustainable. And we're planning to use that and the fact that Sheffield signed up to that and their commitment to it to help get your ideas from today into the right places. So we want to say thank you for joining us today. Thank you for understanding that the recession demands more action on climate change, not less. And I'll hand over now to my colleague Heather Hunt, who's going to talk more about the aims for the day and what's going to happen.
Thank you, Jenny. Well, our aims today are quite ambitious. We're going to consider the Green New Deal and their ideas and what actions we can take to bring about a resilient local economy. So we're talking about how. How can we bring about green jobs, low energy housing, low energy transport, local food and well-being for all? And we want outcomes that can feed into the decision-making process nationally and locally. We know we can only do that in a collaborative way. And the process of organising this conference has been very collaborative too. Sheffield Campaign Against Climate Change has hosted this, but with support from Friends of the Earth, the World Development Movement and the Green Party. We're also only here at St Mary's by their generosity in giving us their whole conference facilities free of charge. And this has enabled us to enable delegates to get here accessibly. We hope it's accessible for everybody. In exchange, we are supporting their social enterprise catering service, which provides as much locally sourced food as possible and vegetarian lunch, which I hope you'll enjoy. Collaboration, we have very delighted to have Colin Hines here, who's the lead member of the Green New Deal group, who's come up from London, and who's hopefully going to provide us with a vision and ideas and principles that we can work with. We then have 17 presenters, nationally and locally, who can come with inspiration for us about what's happening already. It's really important, isn't it, to work with what is happening, to know what's going on already on the ground, as well as research and knowledge and ideas that we can take forward. We also have 11 facilitators here with us in the room who are going to help us through the process in the presentations and then the afternoon workshops that can work to some solid policy recommendations. And then, of course, ourselves. And we've all, as delegates, chosen to be here on a Saturday rather than the football or whatever else we might be doing because we're motivated, I'm sure. We've got experience, knowledge and ideas that we want to bring. And we're hoping, intending, this conference is going to be very participative. The outcomes that we're working for, that we want to shape into policy decisions, to shape policy, one is to inform national policy. Sheffield is the first council to sign up to the Sustainable Communities Act. So if there are ideas that need national policy change to make Sheffield more sustainable, we can use the local Sustainable Community Act process, and I think one of our speakers will tell us a bit more about how that can work. And Sheffield Council has welcomed recommendations that come from this conference to go into that process. Secondly, at a local level, there could well be strategic actions that Sheffield can take as a city. We know there is an economic master plan, and we know that this is going through a refresh stage. And we intend some policy recommendations to be fed back through the council and the Sheffield First partnerships that can help shape a new economic policy. And thirdly, not just ideas for other people, but what we can do ourselves, what we can do at community level and business level. Sheffield, we've just starting Transition Town Sheffield in different areas, and this is generating a culture of what we can do ourselves. So we're hoping today that between us, we'll have ideas that we can get together and go away generating things that we can do, collaborations between business, communities, or individuals, that we can go and start things ourselves.